Hallelujah. Good morning, brother and sister, and all the ministers.
Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹以及长职传道工人，大家早安。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is blessed are those who have part in the first resurrection.
今天早上要用在头一次复活有份的人有福了，跟大家来勉励。
In the book of Revelation, mentioned about seven kinds of blessings.
在启示录当中提到了七种福气。
Is the definition of blessing are different than our human society given us?
在这里所说到的福气呢，跟我们社会上所看到的福气不一样的。
In our society, people will tell you if you are rich, you are blessed.
今天社会说你很富有啊，你这人很有福。
But indeed, we see many rich people, they are not happy, and some even commit suicide.
但是世界上的人，你会发现很多的富翁。甚至会自杀，表示他们不觉得有福气。
Some people say, if you marry the most beautiful woman on earth or the richest man on earth, you are blessed.
有人说，如果你嫁了一个全世界最英俊，或者娶了一个全世界最有钱的女人，那你是有福的。
But the world tells us that many marriages broken up nowadays, even though they are princes and prince married, but still doesn't last.
但是今天我们看到世界上许多的婚姻都无法长久，甚至我们谈说公子的结婚都没有办法长久。
Some people say, if you have children, you are so blessed.
有人说有子便是有福。
However, we see some people have children and actually having more trouble because of the children are not obedient and not behaving.
但是今天我们看到很多没有福气的家庭，就是因为家里出了一个不孝的小孩子。
Some people say, if you live long, you have blessing.
有人说长寿就是有福。
But some people live long, but they live a lonely life, and they suffer on the sick bed.
但是有的人活得久，但是却是一身病痛，寂寞不堪啊。
So what is blessing?
那到底福气是什么？
The true blessing can only be found in the Bible.
真正的福气只有在圣经当中才找得到。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 20, there was one kind of blessing.
我们看到启示录二十章里面告诉我们有这样的一种福气。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 6。
启示录二十章第六节，启示录第二十章的第六节，在头一次复活有份的人有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神与基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。
Here tell us what kind of spiritual blessing that God can give us.
在这边说到了一种属灵的福气，由神而来的。
Blessed are those who have part in the first resurrection.
什么样的人有福了呢？也就是在头一次复活的人，有份的人有福了。
So today we'll talk about this verse.
今天我们要拿这个来跟大家一起来勉励。
First, we have to talk about what is resurrection.
首先我们要看看什么叫做复活。
Resurrection by definition is something dead or no life, you turn it back into a living being.
定义来说，复活就是一样东西，一个活体死掉之后呢，重新又活回来变成一个活体。
We know that in our rational mind that resurrection is impossible in today's science.
据我们所了解或者人的知识可以了解呢，在今天科学没有办法说到复活二字。
Even though human being can have many diseases and we can make many medicines.
虽然说人类遇到了许多的这些病菌，也可以制作许多的药物。
But as soon as the person is living, you can try to give him some medicine or cure him.
这个药物有用的时候，就是因为这个人还活着的时候。
But if he's dead,
如果这个人死了，
no matter what you've given him, it's no use.
不管你用什么样的药物，也是没用啊。
When he's dead, the body starts to decay.
当一个人死了，他的尸体就开始渐渐的毁败了。
You can never get it back to life.
这种毁坏中的尸体没有办法再把它拿回到生命里面来。
So human being can do many things, even can go to the outer space, but we cannot resurrect life.
所以今天人类也许可以上了月球，上了外太空，但是没有办法把一个死掉的身体给活回来。
But the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们
God is almighty.
圣经告诉我们神是大能的神。
Life is from God.
生命是由神而来。
Because life is from God, so God can give it back anytime he wants.
既然生命是由神而来，神就有他的时间，他的权柄，能够把生命再还回来。
So in God, even resurrection is possible.
所以在神的眼中，在神的手中，复活绝对有可能的。
Indeed, resurrection is a very important concept in the Bible.
那么事实上，在圣经里面，复活二字圣经中带着很重要的意义啊。
So here tell us, blessed are those who have part in the first resurrection.
这里说到在头一次复活有份的人有福了。
So here mentioned about The first resurrection.
这里说到第一次的复活。
What is the first resurrection?
什么叫做第一？什么时候是第一次的复活？
If you have first resurrection, you must have second resurrection.
既然有第一次，那么就有第二次的复活咯。
What are the difference between these two resurrections?
那么这第一次、第二次的不同点在什么地方？
So today we'll talk about that.
今天我们就要来谈谈这个了。
First, we have to explain the first resurrection refers to the resurrection of our spiritual life, not our physical body.
首先，我们所到的第一次的复活，不是只是身，不只是不是谈，不是谈到我们身体的复活，而是属灵上的复活，
灵性上
的复活。
We all have two kinds of life.
我们都有两种生命。
We have soul, we have spirit, and also we have our body.
我们有灵、有魂，然后有体。
When God created us,
当神创造人类的时候
，We are a living being.
我们是一个有灵的活人。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
我们请看。创世纪第二章
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7
创世纪第二章的第七节第七节神用地上的尘土造人将生气吹在他鼻孔里他就成了有灵的活人名叫亚当
Here tell us how did God create the first human being
这里告诉我们神怎么样造出第一个人类
He breathed in Adam's nostril
他将生气吹在他的鼻孔里
Giving him a spirit
然后给了他灵
And then he became a living being
而且成为一个有灵的活人
So he has physical life and he has spiritual life
因此他不是单有肉体的生命而已而且还有属灵的生命
His physical life is his heart started to pump
换句话，他肉体的生命也就心脏开始跳了。
He started to breathe.
他开始呼吸了。
He can walk.
他可以走动
了。He can eat.
他可以吃饭了。
He can work.
他可以工作了。
This is his physical life.
这是人肉体上能够带出的行动。
But Adam also had spiritual life.
但是亚当另外一方面也有属灵的生命。
Spiritual life means he is constantly has communication with God.
他这个灵命的作用就是不断的与神有交通。
God talks to him every day.
神与他每天说话。
God's word is with him.
神的话永远与他同在。
And God let him to eat from the fruit of tree of life.
那么神让他能够在园中找到生命树上的果子来吃。
And he keep eating it.
而且继续的吃。
And his spiritual life continue.
能够维持他属灵的生命的活存。
But God told him.
但神告诉他。
I give you one commandment. You should not eat the fruit for knowledge of good and evil.
这边有一道命令告诉他说你不可以去碰那善恶树上的果子啊。
Otherwise something will happen.
要不然有事情就要发生了。
Verse 17.
第十七节只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃因为你吃的日子必定死。
God told him very straightforward.
在这边神告诉他很简单很直接。
If you eat the fruit from the knowledge of good and evil.
如果你吃了善恶树上的果子。
You shall die.
你就必定死。
But Adam and Eve broke the command.
可惜亚当夏娃就没有遵守这道命令。
They ate the fruit.
他们拿下来也吃了。
But physically, they didn't die overnight.
在肉体外表看来，他们并不是一夜就死了。
They continue to live on.
在他们肉体上面继续的活着。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
第五章的第四节。
Genesis 5:4.
创世纪五章第四节，五章第四节，亚当生赛特之后，又再世。又再是八百年，并且生儿养女。
Verse 5.
第五节，亚当共活了930岁就死了。
Here tells us Adam continued to live on until he was 930 years old.
这边告诉我们，亚当共活了930岁才死啊。
In those days, the earth did not have pollution; it was very good, so people lived very long.
在那个时候的时代，地球没有任何的污染，所以。那时候的人活得都比较长命。
And the climate are different than nowadays.
在那个时候的天气气候跟今天我们所看到的完全不同。
So Adam lived 930 years.
所以亚当在这边活了930岁。
Today nobody can live 900 years.
今天没有人可以谈这个数目了。
If you're 93 years old, you are also very old.
今天如果讲到93岁，这个人已经真的是老了。
But Adam 930 years.
但是亚当在这里说到他活了930。
But that was his body.
这是他肉体的生命。
No matter he lived 930 years, his body died.
那么不论他活再久930岁之后他还是要死
But long before that
但是在这之前呢
The day he ate the fruit
在他拿了生命在拿了三个树上果子吃的那一刻
His spiritual life had died
他的属灵的灵命已经死了
So when we talk about the first resurrection
所以今天我们谈到头一次的复活
It is God who wants to resurrect us the dead spirituality inside
也就是神要将我们已经在身体里面死掉那个属灵的生命重新复活起来、
Just like you see a branches.
就好像我们看到树枝了。
If you cut off from the tree,
如果我们把这个树枝给砍下来
fall on the ground,
这个树枝掉地上了
it's still green.
那么看起来还是绿的啦。
But actually, it's dead already.
事实上，离了树干，这个树枝基本上是死了。
Today, you see many people in the world.
今天我们看到世界上许多的人。
People are working. People are playing. People are active.
大家吃喝玩乐，大家忙碌的不得了。
But in God's eyes, they are dead.
但是在神的眼中，这些人都是死的。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
我们请看路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9, verse 59.
路加福音第九章第十九节。
59.
五十九节。路加福音九章五十九节，又对一个人说：“跟从我来。”那人说：“主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
”Verse 60.
六十节，耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
”Here Jesus told one person to follow him.
这里主耶稣告诉这个人说：“来，跟我来。
”That person said, "Okay, I'll come, but let me bury my father first."
啊，这个人说：“好，那先让我。”把我父亲埋葬了再说。
And Jesus tell him, "Let the dead bury the dead."
主耶稣这边又下了一个定论，说任凭死人埋死人吧。
If you don't understand the context, why Jesus talk about this, you may think, "Oh, Jesus tell people do not obey the Father."
这边如果我们刚刚看字面，我们总觉得主耶稣似乎不尽人道啊，怎么会让一个人呢不尊敬他的父亲啊
？Actually, it's not like that.
并不是这样子啊。
It's not that Jesus tell the Christian do not bury the father. It's not like that.
在这边，主耶稣并不是告诉说，基督徒就不应该回去埋葬自己的父亲，不是这个道理。
In the Bible, one of the commandments is honor your parent.
事实上，在圣经里面呢，最重要的一条诫命就是要尊敬、顺从、孝敬你的父母。
So we have to obey our parent.
因此，我们要孝敬父母。
Well, of course, when they are dead, we have to bury them.
事实上，父母亲死了，我们当然要埋葬。
But when Jesus spoke this, very likely the person, the father, still not die yet.
在这个时候，主耶稣说这句话的时候，这个人的父亲事实上还没死。
Maybe he's waiting.
也许正在等着呢。
But Jesus want to make it clear one point.
但是主耶稣在这边要跟这个人讲清楚一个件事情。
Okay, let the dead bury the dead.
任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
There are two kind of dead people here.
在这里同样的谈到死，但是有两种死人。
The first kind of dead people are the spiritually dead.
一种的死人，也就是在属灵灵命上死人。
They don't have faith.
他们没有信仰。
They don't know God.
他们不知道神。
They live in this world.
他们虽然活在这个世界。
But they have no hope.
但是没有希望的活着。
No spiritual life.
因为在里面没有属灵的生命存在。
So they are living, actually they are dead.
虽然说看起来是活的，但是是死，其实是死的。
So, let the dead bury the real dead, the physically dead.
所以主耶稣在这边说到，让这些属灵已经死的人去埋葬那些肉体死的人吧。
Today we think about this.
今天我们想想这件事。
In this world, they are full of dead people.
今天我们所看的世界充满了死的人。
If you look at the news recently.
我们看看最近的新闻。
You know, in the past, our Western culture keep trying to make some hero in our media.
我们知道，在西方社会里面呢，靠着媒体呢，制造或者创造、宣传一些英雄。
Movie stars.
比如说电影的明星啦。
Or the sports stars.
或者特别报道，传说这个
体育明星啦。Political stars.
或政治明星啦。
Wow, people respect them. People think they're perfect. They're beautiful.
因为这些报道之后呢，许多人都觉得要崇拜这些人，因为他们太美了，太好了。
Well packaged，
而且包装的太完美了。
They became the role model of everyone in the society to follow。
因为这样的传媒报道之后呢，每一个人都要向着这个，要学这个样子。
However, recently, because of the media, newspaper, internet, everything explodes the life of ordinary people。
但是现在呢，大家知道了，消息传遍太快速，各式各样的媒体。都可以报道这个人他的生活到底是什么样。
Everybody's private life become public.
每一个人所谓的私生活背后的生活呢，都被曝光了。
Now there's no more private life.
换句话呢，很多人都已经没有所谓的私生活了。
Why?
为什么
？Because your house, the picture of your house is in the internet.
因为呢，你家房子的照片呢，就可以在网上找到了。
I don't have to go to your house to look at your house.
我不需要真的到你家门口才看你的房子。
I can type your address.
事实上，我用几个键盘就可以找到你的家。
I can see what do you put in front of your house last summer.
而且可以看看你家上个这个去年夏天种些什么树。
I don't have to go to your home.
我不需要到你家了。
You yourself put your picture on Facebook.
那么你自己已经把你自己家里面的所有的这些生活照片、房子状况都在网站上告诉我们。
For the whole world to see.
全世界都看到了。
Your friends.Continue to pass on.
那不管是你的朋友或朋友的朋友，继续都看到你这些东西。
So nowadays there's no private life.
换句话，今天没有什么是秘密了。
Recently, that last 2 weeks, right, the famous one of the most famous golfer.
啊，大家都知道，过去两周了，大家都讨论这个高尔夫球王了。
Wow, people think he's a good family.
大家的眼中都觉得这个高尔夫球
He's handsome.
他打得最好，他最
beautiful wife.
他有很好的家庭，美丽的太太，
children,
而且有很好的小孩子。
He win a lot of championship.
那么得过很多的大奖，赚了很多的钱。
Wow, he has everything.
事实上，他拥有一切了。
Wow, before 2 weeks ago, he was perfect image.
两个礼拜之前，他对这个世界来说，大家都是。他是人家学习的对象。
People love to imitate him.
大家都想学他打一手好球。
But what happened?
但是呢，这两个礼拜呢
？People find out he's just like any other human being.
这两个礼拜大家都发现了，原来他跟一般人都一样。
He cheated his wife.
他骗他的太太。
Not only one time.
不是一次而已哦。
So many mistresses.
那么在这报道当中说到，他有许多这个婚外情。
Using drugs.
那么甚至吸毒了。
Just like many, many famous people.
那么就好像一切这些所谓的有名的明星一样。
This is the world.
那么这就是今天的世界。
People make the outside very beautiful.
今天的世界就是把包装的美丽的而已。
People care about the image.
今天的人都是看外表，因为那个形象重要。
They don't care about inside.
不管里面包的是什么，外表最重要。
Why? Because image can sell.
为什么呢？因为形象可以卖钱的。
If I have a good family man image.
今天如果我说我的家庭有很好的形象。
I can sell many products because I look like a family man.
那么我可以用这样的形象呢，告诉可以卖很多的产品。有关家庭的产品。
I don't care inside if I'm not a family man.
就算我在家里面不是一个好的家人的话，我一样可以卖。
My image is more important than what I am.
但是从外面看来呢，我比里面更重要了。
So according to newspaper, he put many money to give to the mistress to shut up and to keep a secret. Go to his wife, don't divorce me, hang for 2 more years.
所以我们看到这个报道继续说，这个人他这个球王呢，继续花钱让这些人保持安静，不要再讲了啦。
Image is everything.
换句话，保持形象最重要。
Just like you go to the graveyard.
就好像我们到这个坟场。
Go to the cemetery.
我们来到这个埋葬人坟场里面。
Cemetery in Canada is very beautiful.
坟场呢，在加拿大看起来都很美丽，整理得很
好。All the green grass.
看到很多的草皮啊。
And the tombstone usually flat on the ground, and not like in Asia, like whole mountain different stone coming up, storing up.
啊，不像在亚洲了，这些墓碑都立起来，他们多半都是。躺在地上，埋在地上。
Yeah, it's like a park. You can go to take a walk. You don't get scared.
换句话，有些人甚至经过的时候觉得，好像公园可以进去走一走嘞。
But even though you make it beautiful outside,
那么就算外面做的再美的墓园
，underground is dead bones.
那么底下埋的他还是死人而已。
Isn't it?
不是这样吗
？Beautiful image, but inside is dead.
外表看起来非常美丽，像个公园一样，可是里面埋的却只有死人而已。
Today, if people do not know God,
今天的人如果不认识神的话
，they can put on good image.
是的，在外表可以包装的很美丽。
They look handsome, they look blessed, they are very, very, very good life.
在外表的形象可以代表了福气，代表了英俊，代表了美丽，好像很好的生活。
But inside, the sin never leave them.
但是在这个包装的里面呢，却充满了罪，那个离不开的罪。
Nobody can control himself.
没有人可以控制自己啊。
No matter you are president.
就算你是个总统
or your governor,
或是你是个球王
or political star,
也许是政治家
or any human being,
或是任何一个在世界上的人
if you don't have Jesus,
如果今天我们心里没有耶稣基督
sins always go after you,
那么这个罪呢永远会跟着我们的
we are dead person,
事实上我们就是一个死人一样
that's why Jesus really want to resurrect us,
所以今天主耶稣为什么要急着把我们从死里复活
want to give usThe first resurrection,
能够让我们享受到那头一次的复活
，so that our old person can be dead.
那么我们的旧我就能够死掉了。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们请看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
以弗所书第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
二章一节，以弗所书二章的第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Here Paul tells us.
保罗说了
，You were dead in sin。
他说你们已经死在过犯里面了。
You know, before I know Jesus, I was alive。
那么在信主之前，我是好像活的。
No, Paul said you were dead。
但保罗说不是的，你们已经死了。
If you are not connected to the source of life, you are dead。
换句话，你如果不是跟生命之源连接的话，你死了。
At that time, Paul said you living in all kind of sins。
在那个时候，保罗说你们其实过去啊都在罪里面生活。
All kind of tradition。
各式各样的传统啊。
风俗 tradition right in different culture have different tradition.
那么我们知道不一样的文化代表不一样的风俗。
When I go to Africa,
到非洲
they say it's our tradition. We have more than one wife.
在非洲呢，这个风俗习惯，一个男人可以好多个太太。
When I went to one island,
到一个岛上
wow, there's one old man.
有这么一个老人呢。
He has 7 wives.
他有七个太太。
He built 7 small houses.
那么他因为这个七个太太呢，盖了七间小房子。
He said two women cannot share one house, they'll fight.
因为他知道呢，两个太太不能关在一个房子里，因为他们会打架。
So every one of them are building one house.
换句话，七个太太就盖了七个小房子。
And they believe in Jesus.
那他信主的。
Okay, we tell him.
那我告诉他了。
Okay, you believe in Jesus, we can baptize you.
那么你既然信主，我们就能够帮你施洗。
But no more eighth wife.
但是不能够多出一个，
不能第八个，
不能有第八个太太。
You cannot say, oh, I need another one.
不可以告诉我们说你需要第八个太太。
No, I don't care your custom or not.
那么这个时候，我们不管你什么风俗习惯。
In Christ.No more do this.
在基督里不可以再犯这样的事情。
I said, okay, no more eight wives.
那么他说好了，我不再娶第八
个。One more point. One more point.
再一点。
If one of the wife die, you cannot marry another one to replace her.
如果这七个里面太太有一个人去世了，你不可以再娶一个来代替的。
You cannot say, oh, 812 die, 712 die. Okay, I marry two.
你不可以告诉我说七个里面有两个去世了，我再娶两个来，不可以的。
No, even die, you cannot replacement.
就算他们其中去世了，不可以取代，不可以再娶来取代的。
You did that because you didn't know God.
在你之前做的是因为你不认识神。
You have your culture.
那么你有你的风俗习惯。
But now, no more living the same way.
但是今天你要改变你的生活，不可以像过去的风俗一样了。
So this is very important.
所以这是个重点。
Jesus really wants to resurrect our spirituality.
今天神主耶稣真的要让我们属灵的生命重新活回来。
Become a new person.
变成一个新人。
Actually, if you compare ourselves to the people who don't know God,
今天如果我们比较自己与那些不认识神的人的话
，actually there's difference.
我们可以看到不同。
It's not the difference on the surface，
并不是从表面上看起来长相不一样。
It's the fundamental difference of the life，
而是从生命的最基本点就已经不同了。
Because we are connected to Jesus Christ，
因为我们连与耶稣基督连接了。
So how can we be resurrected in the first resurrection？
那么我们怎么样能够在这个头一次复活的时候有份呢？
Let's turn to John chapter 5。
我们请看约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5。
约翰福音第五章
，verse 25，
五章二十五节。约翰福音五章第二十五节，我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要复活了。
Here Jesus tells us the first resurrection.
这里说到了头一次的复活。
He says, "Oh, truly, truly, I tell you."
他说，我实实在在告诉你们了。
Now is the time.
时间到了。
The dead shall hear the Son of God.
死人要听见神儿子的声音了。
If you hear, you'll live again.
听见的人就要活了。
So the first things we can resurrect is we should hear the word of God.
所以在复活的过程当中，第一件事情我们要听到神的话。
The word of God is life.
神的话代表了生命。
The word of God gives us life.
神的话给我们生命。
So today we have to hear the word of God.
因此今天我们要来听神的话。
Why do we have to hear the word of God?
为什么要听呢？
Hear the word of God is not to hear a speech.
听神的话不是听他演讲了。
It's not talk about all eloquence.
不是听说他这个演讲讲得多美多漂亮。
Think about how good he can present the words.
或者听这个演讲者能够把这个演讲讲得多美丽啊。
If we come to hear the word of God.
今天如果我们要来听神的道话。
Actually, we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to change our life.
我们要因为这样子求神的灵感动改变我们的生命。
To change our thought.
改变我们的想法。
This is why we are here.
这就是为什么我们要来坐在这里听神的话。
Because everyone have different thoughts.
因为每一个人代表不一样的想法。
And also different generation have different way of thinking.
然后再把它细分，每一个年代、每一个时代有不一样的想法。
For example, the teenager now think different than the parent.
好像现在的青少年绝对跟他的父母亲的想法不同。
The parent think different about their own parent.
那么父母亲绝对比他的父母亲的那一代的想法又不一样。
Canada think different than China, than Hong Kong, than Taiwan.
加拿大的人绝对跟亚洲、台湾、香港人、中国人完全想法不同。
But this doesn't matter.
但是这个不是重要性。
When we hear the word of God,
当我们都听到神的话
，we try to connect ourselves to the life of Jesus.
我们因为听到神的话，试着与神来做连接。
And then to change our thought.
因此而能够改变我们的想法。
My thought is not important anymore.
也就是说，我自己的想法不重要了。
So that's why we have to listen to the word of God to be resurrected.
因此，要复活就要先听神的话。
Let's look at an example.
我们看一个例子。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37.
我们请看以西结书三十七章。
Ezekiel 37.
以西结三十七。
Verse 1.
以西结书三十七章第一节。神的灵降在我身上，神借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。
Verse 2.
第二节，他使我从骸骨的四围经过，谁知在平原的骸骨中甚多，而且极其枯干啊。
Verse 3.
第三节，他对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？”我说：“主耶和华，你是知道的。”
This is a very, very interesting and profound vision of Ezekiel what he saw.
这里我们看到了以西结先知看到一个非常重要的。
When the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, bring him to a plain.
当神的灵带他离开，
哇，来到个平原，
来到一个平原，
哇 ，this plain is full of bones。
那这个平原上面呢，只有骸骨。
Why the plain is full of bones？
为什么这个平原上都是骨头
？You know, when there's a plain, there must be a war。
那么事实上，这个平原上也许曾经发生过大战。
Many people die。
很多人都死在这个平原。
In the ancient time, people choose plain to fight a battle。
那么在古时候呢，当大战的时候呢，这些人都会选在平原上打仗。
But also many people fall down。
同样的，很多人就要死在这个平原。
Nobody go to take care of the crops。
那么没有人呢会去在关心他们农作物了。
The crops 像个尸体啊。
没有人会关心他们谁死了那些尸体。
People die there. Maybe the rain. I mean the birds come to eat it. The bees come to eat it. The sun dry it.
换句话呢，这些兵丁们死在那边，日晒雨淋，鸟吃，都已经没有人管了。
Maybe after a few years, only the bones left.
换句话，几年之后，这个平原当然就充满了所有的骸骨。
What does it refer?
这告诉我们什么？
This refers to the spiritually dead.
这告诉我们，这就是属灵上的死啊。
If a person commits sin,
今天如果一个人犯了罪，
if a person lives in sin,
如果一个人活在罪中的话，
he's just like the dead bones.
那么这个人就好像死人骨头一样。
There was a brother.
有这么一个弟兄。
Go to commit sin.
那么这个弟兄呢，犯了罪。
He thought people doesn't know about it.
他觉得他认为没有人知道。
Even my family doesn't know it.
就算我的家人都不知道。
But God gave a vision to another brother.
但是呢，神给另外一个弟兄看到异象。
Saw the brother in the vision.
看到这个弟兄呢，看到这个在异象中看到这个弟兄。
That brother has committed sin.
那么这个弟兄在那异象当中已经看到了，他已经犯罪。
The brother saw him bleeding.
那么看到这个弟兄呢，在异象当中是流满了血。
Like a dead person.
那个血流得像一个死人一样的。
The brothers.Very anxious in the heart.
那么这个弟兄开始担心了。
In the later, it turned out.
那么最后呢？
Yeah, that brother really committed sin against God.
那么真的那个弟兄真的是犯罪得罪神。
In God's eye, he's dead already.
在神的眼中，这个弟兄已经死了。
Just like a dead bone.
就好像一个死人骨头一样。
God knows what we do.
神知道我们做了些什么事。
So this refers to the Israelites.
这里告诉我们关联的是以色列人。
On the context, it talks about the Israelites. They're just like dead bones.
在这些话语当中，就好像说明了以色列人就跟死人的骨头一样。
They're dry, not only dead bone, but dry bones.
不但是死人的骨头，而且是枯干的。
Cannot be resurrected.
没有办法再复活了。
But verse 3 tells us.
第三节说了。
God asked him.
神问他了。
Do you think these bones can resurrect?
神问他说：“人子啊，你觉得这些骸骨能复活吗
？”Do you think it's possible?
可能吗？
Ezekiel was very smart. He didn't say, "Okay, Lord, you know. I don't know. I don't want to say anything. You know it."
以西结很聪明了。他说：“主啊，你是知道的。”
Verse 4.
第四节。
And then he told me.
他又说了。
Prophesy to these bones.
要向那些骸骨发预言。
These dry bones.
那么这些枯干的骸骨、啊。
Listen to the word of God.
要听神的话。
Verse 5.
第五节。
The Lord and then told these bones, said, "I will give them my breath into you, and then you will live."
神对这些骸骨如此说：“我必使气息进入你们，你们就要活了。”
Now here tell us two process how to first resurrect.
这里告诉我们在头一次复活当中有一些进度的。
Here tell us the first thing is you must prophesy to the bones.
首先要向骸骨发预言。
He's dead already. You talk to him. Why?
那既然这我已经死掉了，骸骨跟他说什么
？But spiritually dead, but he can still hear.
但是属灵上的死呢？还是听得见。
If he's still willing to listen,
如果这个死属灵上的死，如果还愿意听的话
，there's hope.
那么就有希望了。
In the context, they talk about Israelites.
在这个表面上看来是说到以色列人。
Israelites, they forsaken God, their country's no more.
以色列人背叛了神，他们的国家就灭亡了。
It seems that they are dry bones.
对他们来说，他们在神眼中就像一个枯干的骨头一样。
There's no country can be destroyed and resurrect again.
换句话，一个被灭国的国家没有办法再重新复国了。
But in God, everything is possible.
但是在神呢，什么事都可以的。
If you listen to God's words,
如果能够首先听到神的话
，God bring you back.
那么神会将那个国带回来，将那个人带回来。
Really, after 70 years,
真的是在70年之后
，they come back to their own country.
他们真的回到了自己的国土。
Rebuild the temple,
重新建造圣殿。
Rebuild the country,
重新建造城墙，建造国家。
Rebuild the city hall,
能够成功的又重新的建造了整个城墙。
Dead wall, dead bones can come alive.
换句话，死掉的骸骨能够重新复活回来。
But first, you must listen to the prophecy of God.
但是这个过程首先要听到神的预言。
So today, what is the life application?
那么今天在我们的生活当中，我们能够做什么呢
？Spirit for those who are spiritually dead.
事实上，对那些在属灵上已经死掉的
，They have to listen to the word of God.
只要你愿意再听神的话
，Come to hear the teaching.
能够再愿意来到神的面前听神的话
，Suddenly, the life started to come in.
那么突然间这个生命又要再进来。
Continue verse 5.
第五节继续。
And then God said, I'll give you the breath.
第五节这边继续说，我要使生气气息进入你们。
Wow, just like when God breathed into the nostril of Adam.
那么这个气息就好像神在亚当的鼻孔里吹那口气一样。
The breath represents Holy Spirit.
那么这个气息，这个吐出来的气，从神而来，代表了神的灵。
In few weeks' time, we will have spiritual convocation.
几个礼拜之后，我们就会有灵恩会。
A student spiritual convocation.
学生灵恩会。
We know that nowadays young people are very, very difficult to teach.
我们都知道现在的青年们在生活上真的很难教导。
Especially North America youngster.
尤其是在北美洲这些青年们。
Sometimes the parent is very painful in their hearts.
有时候父母亲都觉得心痛啊。
Why I come to Canada?
为什么呢？这么大老远，我们要移民来加拿大
？Because I come to Canada for my children to receive good education.
大老远移民来加拿大的原因，就是要让我的下一代小孩们能够接受更好的教育。
But actually, what happened was?
但真正的结果呢
？Many young children they come to Canada, they don't pay attention to the school.
但是呢，很多新移民这些年轻一代的都没有办法在学校专心上课。
Actually, they go astray.
那么他们已经都走错路，走岔路了。
There was a tutor teacher told me.
有这么一个当家教老师告诉我。
He told me, I don't know why now the children go astray so easily.
他告诉我说，不知道什么原因，现在的青年学生们呢，很容易就走错路了。
The parent always talk to me.
他的父母亲呢，常常跟我说。
Oh, my children, they're not listening.
啊，真的是摇头啊，我的小孩都不听话。
The parent arrange them go to a good school.
父母亲花了很大的精神、很大的金钱呢，安排他们进好学校。
Okay, drop them up in a good school.
那么把他们放在好学校。
Okay, the children go in.
那么学校，他们下车，准备进学校。
The parent go out.
那家长就离开了。
When the child see the parent out, he also out.
那么小朋友看到家长离开了，自己也离开学校。
Wow, go to play around, mixing with friends.
然后呢，跟其他的朋友们到处去玩呢。
Before the parent come in.
那么再来
come back to pick up.
等到下午家长再回来接人的时候
she also come back.
那么他就赶紧先跑回来了
Wow, but actually the school already called.
那当然学校首先就先告诉父母
Asking a parent, your children don't go to school today.
那么告诉你的父母说小朋友今天没上学
Why?
为什么
well, Of course, skipping classes.
原因就是因为逃课了嘛
Vancouver, so many temptations.
今天的温哥华打开来看许多的诱惑
So many shopping centers you can go.
那么许多的这些这些能够逛街的地方。
Now in Richmond, even you can go by SkyTrain. In the past, you don't have car, you don't go to Richmond. Now, even youngster can go to Richmond without any problem.
那么现在在 Richmond 呢，有这个 SkyTrain 可以去哪里、什么时候、什么地方都可以到。
So many bubble tea places.
那么许多这些喝这些珍珠奶茶的地方。
Wow, so many problematic kids.
那么我们看到许多的青少年。
They don't want to go home.
他们这些有问题青少年都不要回家。
Why?
为什么
？Because The parent cannot control them anymore.
原因是因为在家里面，父母亲已经管不了了。
When they're young, you can scold them, you can beat them up.
当小朋友还小的时候，是的，可以打他，可以压他。
But nowadays in Canada, you cannot beat them up easily, right?
但是今天的小朋友是打不得的。
Maybe 7 years old, you can try to still beat them.
七岁的小朋友，也许你还可以用棍子来教训他。
But 15 years old, you cannot beat them.
十五岁的时候，你怎么能够再拿棍子打他呢
？Why?
为什么
？Because he's bigger than you.
因为也许他十五岁，长得比你还高嘞。
If you beat them, he beat you up.
也许你打他，他还打你呢。
And then you call the police. What will happen?
那么，这通知警察的话，再下来就不得了。
Many parents are so worried.
我们看到许多的家长们都担心呐。
Because it seems that teaching young generation is the most difficult things on earth.
对许多家长来说呢，能够教导下一代是地球上最难的事。
Many young children they're addicted to alcohol.
我们看到许多的青年们都酗酒。
Drugs.
能用吸毒。
Sexual relationship.
我们看到性泛滥的事情。
Internet.
比如说上网。
Don't do anything, just go online game.
那么什么都不做，就是上网打游戏。
Sometimes in the parent, you're just like a dead bones.
那么有时候呢，真的在家长眼中啊，这小孩真的像死了一样。
But what can we do?
那么怎么做呢？怎么办呢
？Sometimes the parent really helpless.
有时候这个家长真的是束手无策了。
But there's one thing can change the kid.
但是有一件事情绝对可以改变这个小孩。
One thing and only one thing.
唯一也是唯一的一件。
Verse 5 tells us.
第五节告诉我们
If the spirit, if the breath from God come into the bones.
今天如果神的气息能够进入这个骸骨的话
And then they will live.
那么这些骸骨就要重新活回来
Sometimes the parent think, let me talk to my child.
那么有时候你会发现说父母亲真的常常念这个小孩子
Let me have communication.
那么我来跟他们所谓的沟通嘛
Communication, the parent talk.
这沟通就是说父母亲一直讲教训他们
When you talk to your child, when he is silent.
如果当你跟小朋友讲话的时候，他很安静的。
He's no more listening to you.
当他很安静的时候，事实上他耳朵关起来，他从来不听你的。
He just don't want to talk back.
他就是不想，只是不想跟你顶嘴而已。
Because when you talk back, you talk more.
因为呢，他一顶嘴了，你会说更长一篇道理。
So he don't okay. When he don't talk back to you, that means he's not listening. He wait you to finish and then he go.
所以说，你看他很安静的时候，事实上他就是关起耳朵来，哎，等你讲完就算了啦。
So they cannot listen.
事实上，他们听不进去、啊。
Because they think you're from different planets.
因为他们觉得说父母亲是从另外星球来的。
You don't understand me.
因为你不了解我到底在干什么。
Really, parent, it's difficult to understand the children.
是的，真的，今天的父母亲啊，要了解小孩真的难啊。
There's only one thing can change the young people.
但是这里说到说，唯一也是唯一的一件事情可以改变。
If the spirit of God enter him,
如果今天神的气息进入他们的话
，he can live.
那么他们就能够活过来。
This is the most important thing.
这是最重要的了。
You can pray for child.
今天父母亲要能够努力为小孩祷告。
And also not only pray for the child, pray with the child together.
不只是为他祷告，而且要跟小朋友一起祷告。
We pray that, O Lord, fill him with the Holy Spirit.
那么就是希望神的气息、神的灵能够让他充满在小孩身上。
If they fill with the Holy Spirit.
今天如果我们的小孩充满了神的灵
，You don't have to worry about him.
我们就不用担心了嘛。
Because they'll fear God.
因为他们会敬畏神。
Verse six.
第六节。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，也将皮遮掩你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。
Not only the bones start to move, but now become the tendons, and then the flesh, and then the skin.
我们看到这个骸骨不是活而已哦，包括筋，包括肉，包括皮都长回来了。
Today, how can we change?
今天我们谈到怎么改变。
It's not by ourselves.
不是我们自己想要变就变。
Changing ourselves is the most difficult things.
要改变自己是最难的一件事情。
Only by God's Spirit we can change.
只有靠神的灵才能够改变自己。
How can we change our children?
今天我们怎么样改变我们的小孩
？You cannot change your children.
我们自己没有能力做到了。
Because we cannot even change ourselves.
因为我们连自己都变不了，怎么改变小孩
？Who can change our children?
那么今天谁可以帮我们改变我们的小孩
？God can change our children.
只有神。
If God's Holy Spirit fill him,
如果今天只有神的气息进入他们的话
，start to have tendons, start to have flesh, start to have skins.
我们看到这个骨头上要长筋、长肉、长皮了。
And then you will know that I am the Lord.
那么我们就会因为这样知道他就是神。
So 2 weeks from now is student spiritual convocation.
两个礼拜之后我们就要举办学生年会。
Our parents should pray for this event.
我们今天的父母就要为这样的事情来祷告。
We should pray hard for our children.
我们也能够为我们的小孩更加倍努力祷告。
For young people.
特别为青年们。
So that God's Spirit can fill them up.
所以我们希望神的灵能够充满进入他们。
This is a dangerous society.
这个是一个危险的时代。
Because there's so much temptation.
危险的时代代表了许多的诱惑。
So many bad examples in the society.
今天社会上充满不好的例子。
Really, if you look at the society, who can be a good example?
今天我们打开来看这个世界，谁能够成为我们跟我们小孩的例子呢？好例子。
All the movie star, political star, all the sports stars, all fail us.
不管是明星、政治家这些有名的人。都是一个错误啊。
There is no good example in the world now.
换句话，这个世界打开来看，没有一个好的例子让我们来学的。
You can only find good example from the Bible.
今天我们只有回到圣经，才能够找到好的例子让我们来学习。
And through the Holy Spirit, we can follow this good example.
然后再借由圣灵的帮助，让我们能够真的学到圣经里的好例子。
So we have to enjoy the first resurrection.
因此，我们要能够真的享受到头一次复活的福气。
And also, how can we have first resurrection?
我们如何能够有这头一次复活
？Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
我们请看罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马第六章。
Verse 3-5.
罗马书第六章3-4节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，与他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，使基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Here Paul tells us，
保罗又在这里说了
，We have to get baptized to have this first resurrection。
我们要能够经由洗礼，才能够重生啊。
What is water baptism？
什么叫做借由水洗
？Water baptism is not a ceremony。
水洗不代表一个仪式。
Is have real spiritual effect.
事实上，真正有属灵的价值跟意义存在。
Paul tells us, verse 3.
保罗第三节告诉我们。
Don't you know that all were baptized into Christ?
今天岂不知我们是受洗归入基督的人吗
？Actually, baptized into his death.
事实上，是在受洗归入他的死吗
？So water baptism is first to die with Jesus.
事实上，水洗就是要与基督一同死。
Just like I always tell the people who are receiving water baptism.
就好像我常常跟那些要领受洗礼的人一样。
Today you go to the water.
今天你进入水中。
Today you go to die.
今天你就要死在水里面。
The scare.
他吓了，他害怕了。
Yes, I'm going to die. Today you go to die.
我再告诉他，你今天就要死了。
Your old self must die.
死的是你旧的我。
Your sin must die.
你的罪要因为这样而死去。
Die with Jesus.
要与基督一同死掉。
And then?
然后呢?
Bury with Jesus.
然后与基督同埋葬。
Verse 4.
第四节。
What the better term is? You bury with Jesus together.
水洗也就是与基督一同埋葬啊。
That's why. Full immersion into the water.
换句话就是要全心入水，全身入水入浸。
And then you...Up out of the water,
然后从水里再出来
you resurrect with Lord Jesus Christ.
那么就要与基督一同复活
This is the first resurrection.
这是第一次的复活
So today, brother and sister,
所以今天弟兄姐妹们
We have to have first resurrection.
我们今天都要有那头一次的复活
Let's pan back to Revelation chapter 20.
我们再看回启示录二十章
Chapter 20 verse 6.
启示录二十章第六节在头一次复活有份的有福了圣洁了第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄他们必做神与基督的祭司并要与基督一同作王一千年
He tell us you are blessed you are holy if you have first resurrection
今天说到头一次的复活有福的有份的人就要有福也有圣洁
Why you are blessed
为什么有福呢
Because you belong to Jesus
因为你已经属基督了
Why you are holy
为什么要圣洁呢
Because your sin washed away.
因为我们的罪已经被那个水给洗掉了。
What is the result of the first resurrection?
那么这头一次复活的结果是什么
？Here tell us the second death has no power on him.
紧接下来带来的结果就是第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄。
Here tell us second death.
这里说到了第二次的死。
What is second death?
什么是叫第二次的死
？Also, we also have two kind of death.
同样，我们这里谈到两种死。
The first kind of death is our physical body death.
一种死就是肉体的死。
This body just like a tent, like a house.
那么这个我们现在带的肉体呢，就好像一个房子、一个帐篷一样。
After using for 70 years,
用了70年之后呢
？80 years,
八十年之后
？90 years,
九十年吧
？One day, this physical body must collapse.
那么有一天，这个房子、这个帐篷就要毁掉了。
No matter how heavy you are, how healthy you are,
不论你再健康也好
，No matter how much.Nutrition food you put in.
不论你这一辈子放了多少，努力多少，所谓吃的东西，让它更营养好。
保养品啊。
保养品。
But one day this body still go.
但有一天呢，这个房子总要毁掉的。
It's the first death.
这是第一次的死。
So everyone we have to face first death.
换句话，每一个人都要面临这第一次的死。
For the 2009, we have three members pass away.
2009年，我们都知道有三位我们属于换我们同龄去世了。
Three.
三位
Every week we're sitting with you.
这三位呢，也是跟大家一样，在过去一同坐在这里听道理。
Last year, this time, three of them were there.
去年此时呢，三位都还在现场。
Three of them gone.
可是2009年，这三位就离世，离开我们了。
Physical body, no more.
肉体的外表已经不见了。
And the older you are,
但是人活得越老的话呢
，the more funeral you attend.
这参加越多的丧礼。
When you're 60 years old.
也许我们是六十了。
Some of a friend passed away, 50 something.
在我们旁边的有些人六十岁、五十岁就去世了。
70 years old.
当你七十了
，Your friend passed away.
那么你旁边的周遭的朋友又有人去世了。
80 years old.
八十了。
Most of a friend passed away.
也许你旁边多半的人都已经去世了。
90 years old.
九十岁了。
Maybe you have no more friend left.
也许你再也没有朋友跟你一样活到九十岁了。
Because most of your contemporary they die.
因为呢，每一年都有人会继续的去世死亡了。
If you're 100 years old, I think you're very lonely.
如果一百年的话，也许你会很孤单喽。
Because even your son passed away even earlier than you.
因为有时候可能你的儿子比你再更早死了。
Everyone have to die.
换句话，每一个人都要面临这个死。
Nobody can escape.
没有人逃离掉这个死。
But Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们。
The first death is not terrible.
第一次的死不可怕。
Why?
为什么
？Because the end of the physical life.
换句话，也就是肉体生命的一个结束。
To some people, death is even the relief of their pain.
对有些人来说呢，死亡可以说是一种痛苦的释放啊。
Sometimes I see the people with cancer on a sick bed for a few years. They cannot even move.
有时候我们看到一些生病、病得痛苦的人，不能动、不能坐，真的难过、啊。
Actually, they want to die.
事实上，他们觉得自己生不如死了。
Why? Because of living, you suffer.
原因，他活得越久就越难过。
So the first death actually is not.Terrible.
因此呢，第一次的死呢，不怕的，不怕。
But the more terrible is the second death.
可怕的在第二次的死。
What is the second death?
第二次死是什么
？Second death is the destruction of the soul.
那么第二次死也就是灵魂的毁坏。
Is the eternal punishment of the soul.
换句话就是灵魂要接受那永刑的可怕。
Chapter 20, verse 12.
我们看二十章第十二节，二十章的第十二节。 我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一个卷展开，就是生命册。死了人都凭着这些卷案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
13节，
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。14节，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
15节，
若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Here the Bible tells us, physical death is not the end of everything.
这里圣经告诉我们，第一次肉体上的死不是结束啊。
Rather, it's the beginning of another thing.
反而是另一段的开始了。
Because on the judgment day.
因为来到审判日了。
God will judge everyone.
神会在这里审判所有人。
Verse 12 tells us, those who are dead, no matter who they are, big or small.
十二节告诉我们，不论大小，凡是死了的人
，No matter you're president, you're king, or you're beggar，
不论之前你是个乞丐、是个国王、是个总统
，You all stand before the throne of God，
全部要在审判台前一字站开了。
And there are two books，
啊，有两本书了。
The first one is the scroll here， the big scroll，
这边看到一个大的卷子。
God opened the scroll，
那神把这个卷打开了。
Judge according to the scroll，
那么必须要。凭着这个卷子呢，里面的内容来做审判。
That big scroll record every single thing that we did on our life.
那么这个卷打开的时候，上面明明记载每一个人在活的时候做的一点一滴的事情。
Every single thing you say in your life.
事实上，每一句话、每一个字都记载在上面我们所说的事情。
This scroll is so big.
那么这个书卷、这个卷子打开来了。
Even nowadays, we have computer technology. We can have so many gigabyte, right?
今天我们看看电脑，是的，它记忆体越做越大了。
But God doesn't need that.
但是神不要这些记忆体啊。
But God that scroll, everyone, every single thing He recorded.
神所要的就是他手边那一卷了，那一卷打开来，什么东西都有啊。
God asked so and so.
所以说，神就问了。
Okay, so and so, November 5th, November 5th,
在五月在十一月五号。
Supposed to go to church on Sabbath.
十月五号你应该要去教会的、啊。
Why do you go partying?
啊，为什么你到外面去玩呢
？Why do you go birthday party?
为什么你去参加人家生
？Why do you go skiing?
生日的舞会了，去滑雪了。
So and so，
某某某啊。
You are Christian。
你是个基督徒哎。
How can you say this？
你怎么能够说出这样的话
？So and so，
某某某啊。
Certain year，
在某一年。
You're unfaithful to your wife。
你对你的太太做了不忠的事情。
So and so，
某某某。
God will continue to ask us questions。
那么神会一个一个来问。
On that day, I think we'll be trembling。
是的，有些真的大家都会发抖嘞。
If God really say everything according to the scroll，
如果今天神真的按那个卷子上面所按照所说的东西来告诉我们的话
，I think we all have trouble。
我们不担心不怕吗
？But thank God。
但是很感谢神。
God is also merciful。
但神却是一个怜悯的神
，By His blood，
慈悲的神
，By His blood，
因为他的血
，Wash away our sin。
因为他的血呢，把我们的罪给洗去了。
If we repent，
如果我们懂得悔改
，We change our action。
如果今天我们懂得改变。
God will also copy our name in the scroll to another scroll, which is called the Book of Life.
那么神会将我们名字同时间放到另外一个生命册上。
If your name is on the Book of Life,
今天我们的名字如果被登记在生命册上的话
，Thank God, you are not supposed to go to second death.
那么很感谢神，我们就不会经过那第二次的死了。
But if God opened the Book of Life,
如果今天神打开了这个生命册的话
，Imagine that day standing before the throne.
我们可以想象那一天站在这个审判台前。
God, where's my name?
你问神说：“哎，我的名字呢
？”Let me check.、啊
神说：“来，我来看看吧。
You want to go to heaven? I want to check your name.
你要去天国啊？来来来，我看看吧。
Book of Life.
打开生命册一看。
Sorry, from beginning to the end, I cannot find your name. Are you sure? You're inside?
神会说：哎，抱歉，我找不到，来翻来翻去找不到你的名字。
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. I'm inside. Please check.
也许我们会坚持说：是的，神，你再看看，真的有了。
If God cannot find, I think we're in trouble.
但是神如果翻来翻去找不到我名字，我们真的遭殃了。
But thank God.
但很感谢神。
Book of Life.
很感谢神，神带了一本生命册。
If a name is there,
如果我们的名字就在那上面
we have life.
那么我们就有生命了。
But if not,
如果不是的话呢
Verse 13, 14 tell us, throw to the lake of fire, throw to the Hades.
要被丢在阴间火湖里了。
Totally separate from God.
那在那个时候是跟神完全隔绝。
That is the terrible thing.
那么那是最糟糕的了。
So we have to have first resurrection.
所以我们要经历那第一次的复活。
So that we can have Second resurrection in the future.
因此，我们就对第二次的复活有了大的盼望。
If we have first resurrection,
今天如果我们得到了头一次的复活
，we will not have second death.
我们就不会经历第二次的死了。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们。
Are you resurrected already?
今天我们是真的复活了吗？
Have you been baptized correctly?
我们是不是已经经历过正确的大水洗呢？
After you get baptized,
今天我们经过大水洗之后，
Have we changed our lifestyle?
我们是不是真的改变了我们的生活习惯呢？
Live a holy life?
真的过着属灵的生活呢？
Are we ready for that judgment day?
我们是不是已经准备好面对审判台的来临呢？
Let's all sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗。
205.
205首。